Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brandt for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Weiss reaches third base with a triple. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Romano for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Hansen moves to second. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. Brown drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hicks out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cater. Snyder moves to third. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Bulfari moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Adair reaches second base with a double. Bulfari scores. Powell goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Bulfari moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball towards left. Hicks settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hicks. Bulfari scores. Powell moves to third. Brandt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair is walked intentionally. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. Barry strikes out. 1 out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. Snyder moves to second. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Romano. Stu Miller now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive towards first. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jim Hicks. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Cater moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Ken Berry. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Danny Cater now playing left field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Peters reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.